Fourth One. Boogie in the Morning.
This is really taking off on our Facebook page this morning. You have to complete this sentence. I'm ashamed to say my first ever gig was... Arlene?
Shawaddy Waddy.
Shawaddy Waddy.
Yeah.
Mine's was Frankie Goes to Hollywood, which, in hindsight, maybe wasn't that bad. But Marty Hughes was a cracker.
Brian McFadden.
Brian McFadden.
Nice. Great gig.
He
nice.
Went to see one of Westlife for his first his first ever gig. April on Facebook says, the shame, it was Bucks Fizz. Bucks Fizz.
Oh, yeah. Making my mind up.
That's them, yeah. Cheryl says, my first gig was Big Fun at the Playhouse in the late 80s. They were supported by a young lady called Kylie Minogue.
Is that right?
Whatever happened to her?
Big Fun.
Yeah, maybe. Michael says, I was about 10 and my first gig was Shakin' Stevens. Yeah, that's a little bit embarrassing. But this is really funny. And it says, my first gig was... This is Lauren McGovern. She says, my first gig was Bananarama at the Playhouse in Edinburgh in 1986. I was 7 and the bouncer tried to crack onto my mum. I went mad at him, telling him that my dad would get him. Isn't that brilliant?
And Big Al has said, my first concert was Rainbow at Ingolstone, so not embarrassing at all, but it was absolutely brilliant. I skipped half a day from school, met my mates in the Mortar pub. Now the doctor's...
I wonder how many people are skipping school today for one day. I bet there's like thousands.
Is that with Bungle and Zippy? Is that... The same rainbow.
Can you give, that's the one. Can you put him in the corner, Arlene,
yes,
for
I will
5 minutes?
No. Yeah.
Rick Astley at the Playhouse, says Simon. Rasheen says, Blazing Squad. Oh, dear.
Oh, wow.
Laura from Edinburgh's on the phone. What was your first gig, Laura?
My first concert was PJ and Duncan.
Yay! Was it Rumble in the Jungle?
No, it was Let's Get Ready.
Oh, so it was. Yeah.
But if anybody asks, just say Ant and Dec, because that's still cool.
I know, that's what I do.
Yeah. PJ and Duncan, I think that's worse than Brian McFadden. Listen, thanks
just
for
phoning.
Have a great day.
Thank you, bye.
See ya. Fourth one, hiya.
Hi, it's Shirley Farmer from Dunbar.
What are you saying, Shirley?
Just to let you know, it was Kajagoogoo, my first concert I went to.
Oh, fantastic.
I must have been 14 years old then.
Yeah, Lamal was the singer.
Loved
and
his hair.
He had really spiky Lamal, hair and then a big mullet at the back, didn't he?
I had my hair like his.
Now, that is embarrassing.
My name's Kevin and I'm from Edinburgh, Portobello. I don't know if you remember these, this is going back years, but I went to see Let Loose at the Caird Hall. In Dundee.
Was that your first ever gig?
It was, yeah.
Let Loose. Do you know what, though? Let Loose had a really good song, and it was called Crazy For You.
I remember that. Yeah. I'm gay, and I went with my sister and that, and we were fighting to get to the front. it was so funny. The actual fire alarm and everything went off during the gig, and so the whole, like, Caird Hall got evacuated while we were actually there to see the concert.
That's funny.
So what is Let Loose? Is it a band, or is it...
Yeah, they were a boy band, weren't they?
Aye, they were a boy band, yeah. Many moons ago.
I mean, a little bit like One Direction, I suppose,
yeah.
Really. But this was their song. Do you remember this?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Victor, yeah.
Crazy For You. Grant sometimes plays this on the top 10 at 10.
Oh, okay.
So a right good song. Well, listen,
are you still a fan?
You've still got the poster up the way.
No chance.
I think it's hilarious you and your sister were fighting to get to the
yeah.
Brilliant. Listen, have a brilliant day. Thanks for phoning.
Aye, you too.